The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Pascal Donoghue, we spoke to him earlier on the show and we asked him about this comedian, Anthony Lees. So lots of you would have seen this video at this stage. It's gone viral. But he has about 900,000 subscribers on YouTube, and he's known for travelling around the world. He goes to different cities and gives an assessment of what they're like to live in, kind of life for the people who live in these places. And he was in Dublin recently. Here is his impressions of the capital.
I don't want to be harsh, but how do I say it? I wonder if Dublin was ever good. That's how I'm going to say it. I went from Belfast genuinely being one of the maddest cities that I've ever been to, like the vibe of it, to here, and it's like, it's a city, bro, in every aspect of it. Sorry. Like, I love Ireland, bro. Dublin is one city, brother. And it was a shock. Like, I can't believe it's Ireland. I don't know how long your city's been like this, but lads, yuck.
Lads, yuck was the assessment. Anyway, Mannix Flynn is with me, independent Dublin City Councillor. Mannix, I understand he travelled from Connolly Station down towards Smithfield, back to Connolly, and then I think he went out to the Black Forge to Conor McGregor's pub on the Crumlin Road. And this was his assessment of the city. Is he right?
Well, I mean, first of all, good evening to you and good evening to the listeners. I mean, certainly Dublin has problems. It has a crisis problem. But Dublin is a great city with great people. And it does have a problem. There's no doubt about that. And he wouldn't be the first to actually say it. And we know this because I've been on your programme before on these particular issues. And I deal with them on a regular basis, on a daily basis in Dublin City Council. And I hear them and deal with them at the joint policing committees. There are massive issues within the city. Those issues, you know what I mean, like, are not being addressed. We had a report there recently from the CEO of One Post. You had all the politicians. You were talking about them earlier on in terms of your Limerick report on the rugby experience. We get the people we vote for. And you had everybody leaping up and down saying we needed 1,000 extra Gardaí. But we've had loads of these reports. Still nothing's been done about it. It's very difficult to police a city and manage a city and do what you need to do with a city when your Garda Síochána, for instance, have no confidence in their commissioner. It's very difficult to kind of have people address and love a city when you don't have a public laboratory. I deal with people who are from all walks of life, north, south, east and west of the city, from Grafton Street where there's money, from Henry Street where there's money, different walks of life, and they have a foreboding about the city. I've got people who in the city centre who live there in blocks of apartments and blocks of flats who want to leave the city because they don't feel safe. They feel that the city is messed up. They don't feel the city is managed right. I know Richard Shakespeare in Dublin City Council is trying to do his best, but he has what can only be described as a Mickey Mouse budget, you know what I mean, in terms of what he can address and what he can't address. We're awash with cash from the corporates, massive money. Dublin needs about €1 billion over a period of about 3 years to be able to address all of its issues. It needs a proper police force that's effective, that can actually do that. But the biggest issue, I'd say this much, Kieran, is that it's not as if we had a major crime surge. What we've had is we've had no effective law enforcement, no effective enforcement from the local authorities, and our streets are littered with people who are drunk, who are comatose from drugs, who are living in tents. There's a whole magic thing out there. And as you're in the city centre there, Kieran, you come out of the News Talk offices, you see what's in front of you all the time. You see it there. And it's an awful shame because the people that I speak to love the city. The people that live here love the city. It is, you know, a very nice place if it's looked after. But unfortunately, over the last 30 to 40 odd years, it's just been run down and run down and run down by the local authorities, by An Garda Síochána, and more recently by central government.
Yeah.
That's very unfortunate. You know what I mean? It really, really is. It's not a safe place for children. It isn't a safe place for women. I mean, like, I'm not going to, like, you know, as I say, bring your listeners down, because I know that they have a big investment in the city and they want it to work, and there's no reason why it shouldn't work. The problem for me is that 99% of my councillors are not from the city centre. Most of the politicians in Dáil Éireann are not from the city. We don't have an effective Lord Mayor for Dublin City. Basically, you don't. You don't have a minister for Dublin. You have loads of TDs in there, but they're not actually championing. And then the biggest problem that we have, Kieran, is this, is that with all the reports that we have, with this report from this tourist man and many other reports, and the statistics that we see on a daily basis through the newspapers, what we don't have is someone that's actually going to take responsibility. They tell us, and they told us recently, that what we're experiencing on the streets of Dublin is a perception. And this idea that Dublin is a dangerous place and it's foreboding is a perception. Listen, many people haven't been assaulted or mugged or have experienced a crime against them, but that doesn't necessarily mean that the fear around all those things is not real. It's extremely real. Fear is actually real.
Let me bring in Brendan Kelly, who's a professor of psychiatry at Trinity College Dublin, a man who also loves the city. Brendan, do you think kind of it's a fair assessment?
Well, I don't think it's a balanced assessment that we see in this account. But just to add to what Councillor Flynn is saying there, and I certainly applaud the work he and others have done to try and keep this on the agenda, there are certainly problems in Dublin city centre, but there is also a great deal that is good and a great deal that is being done. And I honestly believe there is nothing wrong with Dublin city centre that cannot be fixed by what is right in it. I worked, you know, for 10 years on a community mental health team dealing with people in the inner city. There are profound problems, but there are also solutions, and a lot being done by businesses, a lot being done by community groups who could certainly, as Councillor Flynn says, do with more support in relation to this. But I don't think it's fair to do a sort of a blanket denunciation, as we heard in the clip you played. That's just not balanced in my view.
Do you think it has gotten worse, some of those problems over recent years, kind of post-COVID in particular?
I think they've become more visible. I think there have been problems for a long time. And I think they certainly have become more visible. But, there are other problems in other parts of Dublin as well. This is not unique to Dublin and not unique to this part of Dublin. Certainly more needs to be done in terms of local central government and policing. But there's a great deal that is good. And many people report a very different, very positive experience of the city, which is also possible.
Well, Will Monaghan is the owner of One Society, the restaurant on Gardiner Street, and hidden by One Society in Smithfield. So, Will, I'm just conscious as I describe the locations of the place, they bookend this gentleman's visit to Dublin. He might have had a cup of coffee in both of them, who knows? And maybe the highlight of his visit to the city. Where would you start in terms of fixing? I think we can all, whether you agree or disagree with kind of Anthony Leeds's kind of lazy assessment or very simple one-dimensional assessment, where would you start in terms of dealing with the problems that do actually exist?
Thanks for having me on, and I actually agree with both your contributors there. I think, look, the overall problem is governance. Governance and basically sending the money where it needs to be. I think if you give it back, give it to the communities and empower them to basically fund projects that will build up their community, their area, you're actually empowering them to take control of, I guess, their future and their livelihoods. Like, to give you an example, like Gardiner Street and Smithfield are, look, they're two different completely areas in the city. And I love them both, actually, but they both have two different vibes. There's a lot of passion in Gardiner Street for the area. There's a lot of people who want to build up the area. And, like, look at Diamond Park, what it's done. People come in from Clontarf to use a playground in Diamond Park. Now, unfortunately, it has actually, the main attraction there has been burnt by antisocial behaviour. Absolutely typical. But it's a small few who ruin it for the majority. And that's the problem. We need a lot more visibility in terms of Gardaí on the street. But they mentioned the Lord Mayor's office there. Like, a one-year term just isn't enough to actually get anything meaningful done in the city. So you're going around, you're picking your couple of favourite projects and you might focus on that. But if there was a longer term and maybe a directly elected mayor, they could actually focus on the real problems at heart in the communities and empower communities to actually, you know, to fix part of the problem themselves. There's a lot of really serious problems in the city, and, you know, it's up to Dublin City Council, it's up to the Gardaí to focus on them. But if the communities actually focus on their areas and are given the funding, given the help, you know, you'd be surprised what can be done.
Well, listen, Will, it's always good to talk to you. Will Monaghan is the owner of One Society on Gardiner Street, hidden by One Society in Smithfield. Manix Flynn is an independent Dublin City Councillor, and Brendan Kelly is Professor of Psychiatry at Trinity College Dublin. I've just spent the weekend in Antwerp, a very lively and busy city, says one of our listeners, where I did a lot of walking around in the main tourist areas with lively cafes and restaurants where you're very unlikely to be gouged by the prices, and areas not so touristy. I didn't feel frightened or intimidated at any point. I didn't see any drug takers or dealers. A faint waft of weed here and there. What I did see that I rarely see in Ireland was a police presence where they've got a zero tolerance to any antisocial behaviour. I've actually seen a guy getting an on-the-spot fine for flicking his cigarette butt on the street. Do the politicians and officials from Ireland ever leave their five-star hotels when they're on their worldwide junkets to observe how things should be done, wonders that listener.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.